We're going to end this hour with an update of the presidential debate between Barack Obama and John McCain in Oxford, Mississippi. The debate has been underway for almost an hour now. The first 40 minutes or so of the 90-minute debate were devoted to the economy and to the financial bailout being negotiated on Capitol Hill. The discussion is now turned to foreign policy. The first question for both candidates from moderator Jim Lehrer of PBS was, "Where do you stand on the financial recovery plan?" Barack Obama answered first.
Although we've heard a lot about Wall Street, those of you on Main Street, I think, have been struggling for a while, and you recognize that this could have an impact on all sectors of the economy. And you're wondering, how's it going to affect me? How's it going to affect my job? How's it going to affect my house? How's it going to affect my retirement savings or my ability to send my children to college? So we have to move swiftly, and we have to move wisely.
And now, here's John McCain.
I've been not feeling too great about a lot of things lately, so have a lot of Americans who are facing challenges. But I'm feeling a little better tonight, and I'll tell you why. Because as we're here tonight in this debate, we are seeing, for the first time in a long time, Republicans and Democrats together sitting down, trying to work out a solution to this fiscal crisis that we're in. And have no doubt about the magnitude of this crisis.
We're joined now by NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. And Ron, did either candidate say whether they would vote for a financial recovery plan coming out of Congress, even though we don't know the exact outlines of what that plan will be?
Melissa, these are their exact words in response to that direct question. McCain said, quote, "I hope so, pause, sure." And when asked the same question, Barack Obama said, "We haven't seen the language yet. I do think there is constructive work being done." So noncommittal answers from both, indicating that they're inclined to support it, but obviously not wanting to commit until they had seen a little bit more of the final product.
Jim Lehrer also spent a lot of time pressing both men on how the financial crisis overall, how the slump in the economy will affect their plans, their promises that they've made during this campaign. Why don't you talk about what we heard tonight?
Both of the candidates had to confess that a $700 billion bite, even though it wouldn't all come at once, is going to force some adaptation in their own spending plans. So John McCain said it might have to force a freeze across the board in all federal spending, except spending for defense and veterans programs. Barack Obama said he could imagine that it would postpone some of his plans or scale back some of his plans to invest in U.S. energy independence, some of the programs that he wanted for alternative energy sources, even for offshore drilling, for nuclear power, something that John McCain also talked quite a long time about. He said, that is, Barack Obama said, some of that might have to hold off.
And John McCain also talking a lot about earmarks, his opposition to earmarks. Barack Obama repeatedly trying to link John McCain to the spending increases of the Bush administration the past 8 years.
Yes, John McCain has for a long time focused on a particular part of the federal spending puzzle and the federal spending offense in the eyes of many, which is the earmarked special project that just goes into one particular congressional district or one state and is largely seen as a reelection device for members of Congress. And in some cases, it's actually enriched them, and some of them have actually gone to jail over that, and John McCain pointed that out. He said that this amount had tripled in the last 5 years, that it was corrupting Congress, and that it was an enormously important thing for the next president to go after. Barack Obama, while conceding all of those things, said, but let's face it, it's $18 billion, and we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars, more than $1 trillion. $18 billion, it needs to be reformed, but it is not the heart of the problem. Barack Obama said the heart of the problem was tax cuts for people who didn't need them, and he specifically referred to $300 billion in tax cuts for people he described as wealthy.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.